Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Proxterman after a couple games from this past week, actually three games, all resulting in wins. You guys win against Axel on Friday. You get a non-league win against Minneapolis on Monday. And then on Tuesday, you guys were able to win on the road against a scrappy Lynn team. And coach, we'll start off with that game versus Minneapolis. And you guys trailed right out of the gate, but then were able to get back into it and held about a 10-point lead for the second half and protected that lead. And you guys were able to come out with the win. So I want to get your thoughts on this this non-league bout.
Yeah, I think Minneapolis is a good team. They're very athletic. They have great shooters. They have good post play. So they're a really tough 3A school. And it was nice to see somebody outside the league a little bit. And I was proud of our girls' competitiveness in that game. I think we really, in terms of defensive pressure, I think we really got after them and caused them some problems. And so that was good to see for us. Offensively, I felt like we were patient. They played us a pretty aggressive 2-3 zone, and we were patient enough to find good looks and hit some shots. And, overall, it was a good win for us.
A makeup game from about a month ago. You guys won that one 60-49. Then you followed that up with a 47-40 win against Lynn. And you told me that you guys had about a 10-point lead for most of this game. You guys controlled it most of the way, but Lynn kept fighting and it kept battling. And most of your points, you tell me, come from transition or inside, as some of the three-pointers were falling yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't have a good shooting night yesterday, but we were able to get some buckets in transition, and we shot a good percentage from the free throw line. And we had kind of just a 10-point cushion throughout most of the game, and they chipped away at it here and there, but we could never quite extend the lead further than that. And I think that's a huge credit to those Lynn girls that played really scrappy and really hard, and I think they're really coming along. So Coach Coleman does a good job with those girls, and they're young, and they'll be a good team down the way. But, sometimes it's just nice to get out of place with a win.
And now you guys have arguably your two most important games of the regular season coming up here in the next few days, as on Friday you're going to be hosting Centralia, and then on Tuesday you're hosting Clifton Clyde. So you're going to be hosting both teams, but if you guys win those games, you take care of business the rest of the way, you guys will get at least a share of the Twin Valley League regular season title, which by many is considered more difficult to do than winning state. So how important are these games for you, and how difficult will it kind of be to take it one game at a time here?
Well, I think we're fortunate to have them at home, and Centralia is a fantastic team. They have got one loss on the year to Nemaw Central, who's a great 3A program, and we've had good competitive games with them year after year, and so it's going to be an absolute dogfight, and we're looking forward to that. And you know, our girls like those kind of games, and I know they do too, so it'll be a fun night. And then Clifton Clyde's the same way. They're a talented team, they're a dangerous team with some really, really talented girls. And for us, it's just about taking care of business and taking it one game at a time and understanding what the opportunity we have in front of us and taking advantage of it.
And then in your guys' sub-state, you guys are currently listed as the one seed, and you guys would match up with Republic County if the season were to end today. Have you started to look at that, or is that kind of something that you won't really look at in terms of, you know, where could we be seeding, who we're going to be playing? Do you not see that until maybe towards the final week of the regular season?
Well, I think it's... I looked to see that we'll have a first-round home game, which is nice. After that, it looks like we're in the mix of the top three teams, and who knows how these last games will play out, but there could be some movement here and there. But at least we probably secured ourselves a first-round home game, and that's important. And then we started to take a look at some of these teams. Well, Buncee's good. Salina Sacred Heart's good. Bennington's in the mix, so... Don't know a lot about them, but we'll start to kind of accumulate some film on them and start to peek at them and see what they have.
Should be a fun couple of weeks for you guys, including two huge ones. That will be against Centralia on Friday. We'll be broadcasting that one right here on KMZH, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Broxterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.